Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my reaction to the 4-minute clip that we got to see at the Mission Convention 57-year thing in Las Vegas. So people there got to see a 4-minute clip. It is now at StarTrek.com in its entirety. I have yet to find it on actual YouTube, so I think you got to go to StarTrek.com to actually see it. In it, we get to see new uniforms that remind me more of like the sailors of right now, kind of the way the color and how they're kind of being worn. Kind of that comes to mind. At least that's me. And there's a little bit of a time jump with the dialogue that is being said in the clip. Makes it sound like it's probably a year after the events of the conclusion of the first season. The first season started in 2383, and then it concluded in 2384, and I think now it's roughly 2385. We get to see the EMH, voiced again by Robert Picardo. We get to see his mobile emitter. We get to hear a lot of callbacks to things that he did or the crew did in Star Trek Voyager. And then we finally see the Voyager A. We get to learn that the original Voyager is just like how it is in Picard Season 3. It's a museum. We also learn that the new Voyager, Voyager A, is not an Intrepid class. It's a Lamar special class. And apparently it has the capacity for 800 crew. And it's got two schools. And Admiral Janeway took the captaincy of it, at least the commanding officer of it, during the events of the Roman evacuation that we got to hear about and learn about in Season 1 of Picard, and also see certain parts of events of that evacuation during flashbacks, which means that the Season 2 of Prodigy is going to take place right around that area, and maybe it will even lead into the actual attack on Mars in Season 1 of Picard. We might even get to see more of it. Or at least that's the vibe that I'm getting with the fact that they're working with the Romulan evacuation, and that's what was happening during that time. It did seem like it was like happening for a long, long, long time. It seems like we're finally coming to meet up with the flashback in Picard Season 1. But it was a really good clip. It makes me sad that it's not being released on Paramount Plus and we get to see it. I hope, since they're finishing up the work in post for all 20 episodes, that it means at the very least they'll release it on DVD. If they can't find a home for it, just release it on DVD, and that'll probably get you some money back in, because maybe it costs a lot of money to have somebody else stream your show, and it's just cheaper just to release it on DVD as a whole. Apparently it's going to be done by Christmas or right around there, so maybe that'll be a nice little Christmas gift in your stocking, Season 2 of Prodigy. But that means that the conversations that fans have on it is going to be kind of weird, because some people are going to watch the whole entire thing in one sitting. Some people are going to want to watch it, you know, day after day. Some people are not going to get it for a good long while. So that's one downside. Or maybe they're not going to go that. Maybe they won't go that route. Maybe they will find a home. They will find a home for it. And that 4-minute clip that they showed will do what fan outcry did for like Manifest or Timeless. It'll show the bigwigs that, hey, people actually want to watch this. Or maybe the fact that they release it has a lot to do with the dual strike that's going on right now, and they need content, and they're gonna do something to help themselves, and by helping themselves helps us. It's just weird how you would cancel a show and then they would be okay with the clip being released at the convention in Las Vegas. It's like the Batgirl thing. They canceled the movie, but then they would show during a Batman holiday or a special event 4 minutes of that movie. And it too was not seen by the public and pulled. So while it's great that the 4 minute clip was released and we got to see this content, and I've seen it twice now, and it looks like it's going to be really cool. It looks like it's going to be great fun. We're going to get the EMH. It looks like it's going to be an ongoing thing and not just there to see him off. So we're going to see Robert Picardo and Kate Mulgrew for the whole season 2, and who knows who else, and then maybe get some Chakotay stuff. And because it was picked up for one and two seasons, you can have a cliffhanger. So maybe at the end of season 2, it's going to be not as cliffhangery as the first season was, because they picked it up for the first season and then they ordered the second season and they started working on it. So there's no guarantee of a third season. So it's probably gonna end like a regular season would end. But yeah, I thought it was a great trailer. I liked all the callbacks. I liked seeing the mobile emitter. I liked seeing the fact that it's Robert Picardo coming back as the Doctor, because they're like, oh, why didn't they have Robert Picardo in season 3 of, you know, Picard and stuff like that? And it's because he was here. Now I wonder how much more of the Voyager crew is going to be involved in season 2, because now that you have Robert Picardo talking about all of his stuff, and we know he has hollow novels, then he could recreate an event during Voyager, and then they would be seeing the characters as they were on Voyager, and that's the way you could get Harry Kim and Tuvok and younger Chakotay and Seven of Nine in your show, while not actually having them in your show. But I just, it's a bittersweet thing that we got to see the four-minute clip, because it was like, what does that mean? Does that mean it is going to be released somewhere? Not just, we might shop it around, fingers crossed, hope for the best. Or because they released this four-minute thing, they have a plan in place that they can't talk about yet, but based off of the word of mouth and the publicity of what comes forward after this convention, maybe that'll be what tips it in the favor of us Star Trek fans, and we actually get to see season 2 of Prodigy. So, fingers crossed. I just want it to be released, because it's moving what we consider the present of Star Trek along. Because pretty much, you could watch, without including other Star Trek shows that also exist inside the continuity, but if you were just going from 2364 all the way to 2385, you now can watch TNG, Voyager, and then Lower Decks, and now Prodigy, and go from 2364 all the way to 2385, which I think is pretty awesome. So I can't wait to see what happens. I hope that they find a home, or they just say screw it and just do a Christmas release of the season 2 of Prodigy. I plan to watch it one more time before I got to start work. Fingers crossed for a good outcome, and can't wait to get more news and more updates on season 2. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.